VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two suicide attacks have killed 15 people in Baidoa, north of the Somali capital Mogadishu. 30 people were wounded. The first explosion happened Sunday when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade into a busy restaurant. In the other, minutes later, a suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into a nearby hotel. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility for both attacks. In Saudi Arabia on Sunday, strong reaction to President Trump's threat of, quote, severe punishment if the kingdom is found to be involved in the disappearance of Saudi dissident and journalist Kamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In an official statement read on government-run TV, Saudi Arabia says threats of economic sanctions, political pressure, or the repeating of false accusations will not undermine the kingdom or its position in the world. It's vowing to respond with greater action to any attempt to punish it, noting the kingdom's economy has an influential and vital role in the global economy. The comments follow remarks by President Trump that Saudi Arabia could face severe punishment. At the White House Saturday, he told reporters,
"Let's determine what happened first. There's plenty of things we can do that are very tough."
However, he noted he would oppose the cancellation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Khashoggi has been missing since October 2nd when he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Many reports say he was killed in the building. 19 migrants, including children, were killed Sunday when their truck veered off the road and rolled over off a bridge in western Turkey. 11 people were injured in the incident. The nationalities of the migrants have not been released. On Saturday, 11 migrants were killed in Greece when their car collided head-on with a truck. This is VOA News. Another group of migrants are preparing to travel to Mexico from their native Honduras. More than 1,000 men, women, and children, including infants, are now on the march. Reports say many will claim refugee status, while others will try to obtain visas to enter the United States. Some say they may try to cross the border illegally. A medical charity is calling for the immediate evacuation of all refugees and asylum seekers from the Pacific Island nation of Nauru and an end to Australia's controversial offshore detention policy. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Nauru's government says it can meet the mental health needs of residents as well as refugees and asylum seekers detained in an Australian-run immigration facility. The camp has been used to hold unauthorised migrants caught trying to reach Australia by boat. On Friday, the Nauru government told Médecins Sans Frontières staff that they had to leave the island. In response, MSF said conditions on the tiny Pacific Republic were beyond desperate.
Pope Francis has named 7 new saints at a ceremony at the Vatican. Among those honored were 2 church figures who were strong voices for the poor. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Before tens of thousands of faithful in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis elevated to sainthood 7 people, including Pope Paul VI and murdered Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero. Both were controversial figures in the church. Pope Paul VI was the 3rd pope to be declared saint by Francis since his election in 2013. He was best known for having presided over the final sessions of the Second Vatican Council, the church meetings in the 1960s, that reformed the Catholic Church and opened it to the world.
The World Bank says it will send financial aid to Indonesia to help it recover from last month's earthquake and tsunami. More than 2,000 people died in the coastal city of Palu. The bank will send up to $1 billion in recovery and rehabilitation money. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue in areas of Florida damaged by an especially powerful hurricane last week. Senator Marco Rubio said Sunday there are probably victims yet to be found. The death toll from the storm stands at 18. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies lost their absolute majority in Bavaria's state parliament by a wide margin on Sunday, according to projections. The Christian Social Union was on course to take just over 35% of the vote. That would be its worst performance in Bavaria since 1950. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.